Welcome to today's Higher Every Day of Saturday, the 6th of December 2025. Today's topic is The Patriot's Passion. Our text today is taken from Nehemiah chapter 2 verses 1 to 5. And it came to pass in the month Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes the king, that wine was before him. And I took up the wine, and gave it unto the king. Now I had not been beforetime sad in his presence. Wherefore the king said unto me, Why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid, and said unto the king, Let the king live for ever. Why should not my countenance be sad, when the city, the place of my fathers, sepulchres, lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? Then the king said unto me, For what dost thou make request? So I prayed to the God of heaven. Verse 5. And I said unto the king, If it please the king, and if thy servant have found favor in thy sight, that thou wouldest send me unto Judah, unto the city of my father's sepulchres, that I may build it. A memory verse is taken from Nehemiah chapter 2 verse 2. Wherefore the king said unto me, Why is thy countenance sad, seeing thou art not sick? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very sore afraid. Passion is having a strong desire or feeling for something. A patriot is one having or expressing devotion to and vigorous support for one's country. Nehemiah's disposition exemplifies the definitions above. He was touched by the state and condition of things in his homeland. He decided to do something about it than to just being sad. Just like the days of Nehemiah, things are bad with respect to morality and righteous living in our communities today, as many boys and girls are under the captivity of sin and Satan. Are we happy about these situations? Are we passionate about changing the conditions of boys and girls around us? Are we so patriotic like Nehemiah that we become sad and lose appetite for the sake of the salvation of youths in our society? Nehemiah gave his time, resources, and skills to ensure his people were liberated. And in the same manner, all Christian youths need to rise and save their peers in bondage to Satan. Make sure you are born again first, so that the Lord can use you like Nehemiah. Quote for the day: Are we happy about these situations? The challenge for today is: Arise and preach the gospel. Prayer: Lord, give me a heart like that of Nehemiah. In Jesus' name, amen. For more spiritual nourishment from Higher Every Day, visit us at www.highereveryday.app or follow the link on the website to download the mobile app. God bless you.